Hello, it is 4 a.m. in New York, 10 a.m. in Johannesburg, and 3 p.m. in Bangkok. Welcome to the Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Shander Bean from SundayBean.com, and I am a solution-oriented coach and intercultural strategist for individuals and organizations. And I am on a mission to help you adapt and succeed when living abroad and get you through any life transition. Efforts and courage are nothing without purpose and direction. These are the words from JFK, John F. Kennedy Jr. And I looked at them and I kind of got stuck. Efforts and courage are nothing without purpose and direction. And it made me think about all of the expats living abroad that exude crazy amounts of effort and demonstrate bucket loads of courage. Is it really nothing without purpose and direction? And then I thought about it. I see my clients come to me totally courageous and definitely, you know, showing efforts left, right, and center. And I realize that that's not nothing, but it does leave them feeling unsatisfied, like something's missing. All of this effort, all of this courage of living abroad, for what? And this is so important. If you're showing up in your life exuding tons of effort and being courageous intentionally or by default, and you don't have purpose and direction, you might feel stuck too. We've been focusing on four areas of expat quicksand in our podcast since June. Connections with those back home, creating a life upgrade, and purpose was really popular last month. And this month, we're focusing on direction. Four areas where you might be getting stuck. Direction without purpose is simply movement, right? But when we tie purpose and direction together, we can create something meaningful. So this is what we're looking at today, about direction. What is direction anyway? When we think about it, direction is a course of action, or maybe it's guidance or support. And I want you to ask yourself, do you have direction? Okay, it is so important to ask yourself this because, to be honest, how often do you take inventory of where you are and where you're going? Right? We don't do this because we're so busy focused on our kids or a job or the next move or the move we just made or where we're going next. It's time to pause right now and take inventory on how much direction you're feeling in your life. Do you like the direction you're headed? I'm making this podcast right now in September, which means there are only a few more months left of 2017. And I want you to take stock. How is it going? Maybe your kids have just started school and the house feels empty. Or maybe you're on your third rotation and seeing this routine as vaguely familiar, but aren't so excited about what you have planned in the next 3 or 4 months. Is it time to shake up your energy around your passions, around your purpose? Okay, so today I'm going to help you. There are 17 clear signs that you could use more direction. And I'm going to share them with you, and I want you to answer either yes or no. This is your time to take stock. Could you use more direction? All right, so let's do it. I'll read off these statements, and all I want you to do is answer yes or no. Clear signs that you could use more direction. Yes or no. Number one, I wake up in the morning and I know how I'm going to spend my day. Yes or no. Number two, My day is filled with my highest priorities. 3. My week includes attention to my own projects, my personal relationships, and taking care of me. 4. I notice progress throughout a day, my week, a month, and even the quarter. I notice progress. 5, yes or no. I feel satisfied with how I spend my time and energy each day. 6, I'm aware of my bad habits and I'm working to eliminate them. 7, I'm aware of how I hold myself back and work to move through it. 8, I make choices that serve me, not just my family, my boss, or my loved ones. I make choices that serve me. 9, I'm aware of the practices that support me positively, and I'm working on creating them into habits. I'm aware of the practices that support me positively, like good eating habits, working out, being kind to yourself, etc. And you're working on creating them into habits. 10. I see results from my efforts. 11. I feel confident that my efforts are paying off toward my long-term goals. 12. I actively make time for my health, fitness, eating well, enough sleep. I actively make time for my health. 13. I spend time outside of my comfort zone, and despite the discomfort, I know it's worth it. 14. I spend time with people who lift me up. 15. I'm good at creating and keeping boundaries. 15. I'm good at creating and keeping boundaries. All right, 2 more to go, folks. 16. I make time for the people who mean the most to me. I make time for the people who mean the most to me. And 17, I often choose what is right, not what is easy. All right, 17 anchors for you to reflect on your direction. Could you use more direction? If you answered no to 3 or more of these, then that is a sure sign that you could use more direction in your life. And the truth is, it is up to you to create this, right? We make something else the villain, instead of creating accountability in our lives, right? And what I mean by that is we don't do these things. We don't work on creating healthy habits for ourselves, for example, because we say, oh, well, I'm in the middle of a move. Or you're not working on something purposeful for you in your life because you say, oh, we only have like 6 more months left at this post. Right? Or maybe you aren't very good at creating and keeping boundaries, but then you villainize your partner's job as the reason why you can't. Or you feel like you are not taking time for the people that mean the most to you because you're so busy doing the little things that take so much time in the country that you currently live in. Right? No matter how much I resist, we are responsible for our actions and our happiness, right? And to be quite frank, there are a hell of a lot of things that we can do to make our lives better if any one of these 17 things are not true for you right now. Okay, and I get it. I understand how easy it can be to get sucked in to the routine. So many people that I work with have found themselves busy every single day with making the move, getting the kids, you know, settled in the school, making your house a home, finding out where to buy groceries, where to take the kids to the doctor, and you get sucked into a cycle. And you don't even realize it happened until 18 months have flown by. Well, folks, this is your wake-up call. Those 17 things, if you can answer yes to each and every single one of them. I know that because that's where my clients are right now. Choosing what is right and not easy, making time for themselves, being good at creating boundaries, creating connection in their relationships through getting their needs met and asking for it, spending time outside of their comfort zone, creating results in their life on personal projects, professional projects, and surrounding themselves with people that lift them up. This is possible for them, then why isn't it possible for you? Right? It's time to get out of the rut. And when you think about it, get really honest with yourself. How long have you been trying to figure this out on your own? Has it been a year? Two? Three? Six? Right? It's time to stop DIYing your own transformation and creating your own direction. It's time to get the direction and support that will transform your life to the one that you love, where you are thriving. So if you're listening to this and you've answered no to any of these 17 points I mentioned, there is room for you to get clear on your direction. And I am absolutely here to support you if you're ready to take accountability into your hands and start creating these results. Now, the window of time for the Year of Transformation, a program which is designed exactly to move you in a purposeful direction, where you're spending your time and energy in alignment with what you really want, that gets you out of the rut, that window of time is closing. Okay, applications are being taken only until September 20th. So we need to talk ASAP. Here's my invitation to you. Email me, hop on my business page and get in contact. And let's talk. There's no obligation to commit to anything by just talking, but I want to speak with you if any of these things resonate with you. My email is sunday@sundaybean.com. You can hop on my Facebook business page at Sunday Schneider Bean LLC or message me. Go right to my website and apply directly at sundaybean.com/year-of-transformation, because life is simply too short to stay stuck, right? You've been listening to the Expat Happy Hour with Sunday Bean. Thank you so much for listening. Remember these wise words of Stephen Covey. Live your life by a compass, not a clock.